Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
This is Tom Cloud with this week's midweek precious metals market update. Like last week, I want to stay on fundamental issues out there as I tape this, we're right in the middle where the Senate has basically approved and the Congress is still trying to approve the debt ceiling to be raised, and we've seen this going on and off all day here on Wednesday the 16th. So at the time of doing this, we don't know exactly the outcome, whether they'll shut the government down and have a default or whether they'll reach a last-minute agreement like they did in August of 2011. But what I really want to do today is just, there's so many things that are going on. First of all, we've seen Fitch Rating Service now has the U.S. on their downgrade list, and this would be devastating because, as I've said many times and Jerry has written about, if you downgrade our debt, then there are a lot of people that are not allowed to hold it. We also got some shocking news today from Martin Armstrong, as we're now seeing the first bail-in in Europe, as some banks are taking 10% of their clients' money, which is shocking to a lot of people, but certainly not to FTM listeners and insiders, because you've known about bail-in as we've talked about it numerous times. But I think the one thing today that has really come across that we also know, but we've seen Chuck Butler, who I've known for 25, 30 years at Everbank, in his daily penning that he sends out every day, is that, I'll quote him, I think that China has really stepped up the pace of their plans to remove the dollar as the reserve currency of the world and replace it with the yuan. China is finally opening up their financial sector. They have removed the dollar's relevancy in the terms of trade in countries throughout the world. They have become the world's creditor almost overnight. They have begun to allow convertibility of their currency. That's all right here before your eyes, folks, and no one is doing anything about it. The dollar is being propped up through every means possible. We've seen the U.S. Treasuries with yields for the one-month and three-month skyrocket, as we talked about before. No one wants to hold it in their portfolio, not knowing if the country is going to default on these short notes or not. But if they don't default, there's a good possibility of a downgrade. So as we see this stuff starting to hit, I want to say it again, I really look at gold and silver as a complete gift. After 12 years of going up, here we are in the 13th year, and there is a very high probability this will be a losing year because silver is currently down 28% and gold is currently down 22% for the year. Now, while it's not impossible that could be recovered between now and the end of the year, we might have a loss this year. But the main thing, as we've mentioned, we're right around mining cost, and you are not going to see substantial drops in gold and silver. In fact, we expect the other as soon as this debt ceiling is raised. We also have been hearing some situations about some dates where certain things are going to happen and tests are going to be run by the government, and these are things for hurricanes and things that are going to be taking place today and tomorrow, which is very interesting when you consider the timing on that. And that's certainly out there, too, and you say that. And then last thing today, we've seen InfoWars reporting that cash withdrawals are now being monitored at Chase Bank, and InfoWars got a copy of a inside that was sent to them by a Chase employee that also says that wire transfers beginning November 17th will not be allowed out of the country. People, we are preparing for a financial crisis that's going to sweep America like never before, and certainly when you see a tsunami coming like this, you have to be prepared. And We're even seeing that the grid's going to go down sometime in November, and we've even seen Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, confirm that a nuke was dropped offshore in Charleston that didn't go off. So, I mean, it's just getting every day. I get in here early and read, trying to bring, but every single thing I've just mentioned to you is bullish for gold and silver as China moves fast ahead to make gold back currency that will take the U.S. dollar completely into a default, because once people don't need the dollar and they're going to settle their trades of both oil and other products in the yuan, they'll be liquidating dollars to buy the yuan, and the Fed cannot print money fast enough to replace $2.6 trillion of Chinese and Japanese-owned U.S. securities coming back into this market. And they won't do it piecemeal over years like we tried to work out with Germany. And they'll start dropping it as fast as they can to get more strength in their own currency. But anybody out there that's not concerned and doesn't think anything good coming out of this, with the deficits we have, with the forecasted liabilities we have, certainly every program the government has, even the sacred cow, Social Security, will have to be tampered with, probably, even though people paid into it and it was sold as an investment for the future. But right now, anything is game under this administration, and certainly anybody out there has to believe a false flag event could come up at any time that could generate this president to do martial law or anything else that's on his agenda. So we're in a hurry. We're in a crisis, even though you haven't felt it at this point. But my advice, once again, it's been for three straight weeks, is to get your positions that you want in hard assets, get cash out of the bank, because what happened to Chase, this memo, is going to happen at every bank in this country. They're not going to want you or allow you to get your physical cash out of the bank. So get all the physical cash you need for a month or two out of the bank, and then if things do work out, you can always put it back in without any detriment. But hopefully each one of you are beginning to see the picture of what's going on, and we've been trying to keep you abreast of this. If any of you need to talk to me, you can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not getting our email blast, you can sign up for those at ftmdaily.com and go to the Precious Metals button, and you can sign up. We keep your name completely confidential and send out two or three email blasts a week. Hopefully this has been helpful, and with this week's midweek Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.